ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Wednesday. It's an unpopular day for us to record this. It's Wednesday, July 18th. Wednesday, July 18th. Jesus.
Yeah, day 537 of the Donald's Universal Championship reign.
The Great American Bash is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. And this will be an evergreen show. It's a show that Chris Kelly and I have sort of been doing for the last 4 years. The podcast has been going since 2016, leading up to the election, thinking we'd have a good six-week run.
Yeah.
And here we are, 537 days later, and he's got that big gold belt, and he's wearing it proud, taking that belt to all the territories, dealing with a lot of other promotions, making sure the other guy goes over when you're in their home turf. Booking doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Chris Kelly and I are the authors of The Donald How Trump Turned Presidential Politics Into Pro Wrestling. It's currently available on Amazon.com, a site that Donald Trump is not a big fan of because...
Jeff Bezos has more money than him. Because most rich people do have more money than Donald Trump because he's a liar.
Yes. Donald Trump is a liar. We've established this in the book, The Donald How Trump Turned Presidential Politics Into Pro Wrestling. Find it on Amazon or... just put in Donald Trump is a wrestler or presidentwrestler.com and you will find it. It's currently available for $3.16. All right. So I think we've got all the important stuff out of the way.
Plugs. We got to, you know, show them where the money is. The big show this week.
Well, it's a big show.
It's Russia again. This is why this is an evergreen show.
This Moscow screw job won't end.
Yeah, they just can't. They just keep running into the ground, much like the WWE runs the Montreal screw job into the ground.
What do you think will last longer, the New Day as a faction or talk about the Moscow screw job?
Oh, well, we'll be talking about the Moscow screw job until the end of America. So that's sooner, you know.
Okay.
That's around the corner.
Because I don't think the New Day are going to break up ever.
No, I don't think. I think they'll break up when they're done.
When they're like done with wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's it. So the big show is Russia. The Donald, after doing a tour of the NATO territories, they bring in the big heel. He went to Helsinki to meet with Vlad Putin.
So I'm really just disappointed that no one liked my Helsinki in a cell observation.
Yeah, it was a little labored. Oh, do you want a quick aside? Hell in the Cell obviously happened. No one's talked about those kids for like weeks.
Oh, God.
They got lost. They're like, you know, when this creative has nothing for them. So,
all right, quick aside so I could play the music. Our consistent update. Will Hell in a Cell exist in 2018 in WWE programming?
Hell in a Cell! 100%. Yes.
That's correct.
That
Chris is
correct.
I was stupid. I already made the music though, so we're sticking with the bit. Back to the big show.
Yeah. So Trump's in Russia. He's meeting with Vlad. They have a private meeting, which that can't be good. Then they have a press conference where, so Vlad Putin's supposed to be the heel. He's like a natural heel. He's definitely killed a man. Men. He's ordered the death of how many more?
Well, he's a former KGB agent.
Yeah.
We're not, like, guessing here.
Yeah, no, but I'm
We're
saying now.
We're describing the
job. In his current position, there's got to be so many deaths on his hands. It's not Stalin numbers. You'd notice.
He's like, more than Vince, but, like, not many more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vince has just covered a few murders.
Yeah.
You know, there's only been, like, four deaths on his watch that were murders. It's fine.
Yeah, not every wrestler
OD. I'm not counting
OD.
The ODs.
No, we're not counting
that's not
the
like plutonium in the T. That's just like,
okay.
That's different. So
how
Vlad
is it not a finishing move, plutonium in the T? You do the little sip of the tea with the finger up.
There you go. You're an indie wrestler, Brendan. So Vlad Putin, consummate heel. But then you bring in, you know, you're supposed to bring in another, you got to bring in the torn guy, bring in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But Donnie just, he joined... I don't know, the authority. He put over Putin like, oh my God.
So here's what Universal Champion Donald Trump said on Monday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
No one liked that promo. And yeah. the talent was like, hey, I thought that was a good promo. And then the guys in the back were like, why don't you stick to the script? We write these scripts. This is scripted. Yeah. And he's like, no, but I'm good on the cuff, off the cuff. I'm so good. And then here's what he said Tuesday.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
And that's not good writing. No one like talent didn't like that.
Could be other
backstage
people also.
Didn't like that.
Yeah.
Guys at Gorilla are just confused. And then today,
he okay. So today, he was asked if Russia is still interfering and targeting our elections, and
which
he said,
literally everyone agrees is happening.
Oh yeah, like his head of all his intelligence community,
his intelligence community, like the Republican Party, like
yeah,
Paul
yeah.
Ryan's, like no, this.
Well,
is
they
a
agree
problem.
With it, like in air quotes. So. He just said, thank you very much, no, which everyone took to mean no to the question, because that's how answers work, which was quickly backtrack in the same day. We're not even waiting a day anymore. Now we're like, we're in there. We're in like 24-hour hardcore belt. You got to defend this shit all the time. Huckabee Sanders is up there going, no, he was saying thank you, no questions. Keeps forgetting words. Forgetting I'm saying the wrong ones.
So literally the greatest talker in the history of politics. Mm-hmm. This is not, when I say that, that's not sarcasm yeah. in any way. The greatest off-the-cuff talker. He understands his character more than any wrestler ever.
Yeah.
For some reason, the last 3 days can't cut a decent promo.
Yeah. And can we talk about this? So politically, everyone on the left goes, oh, well, this is obvious. He's a Russian agent. They've got the P-tape. They got all this. None of this makes any sense because, like, no one takes it out logically. If they had the P-tape and he was actually nervous about them releasing it, they'd have to game it out too. If he did release it, what happens? Mm-hmm. Fox News says it's fake. Mm-hmm. It's altered by Guccifer or whoever. It's like, it's propaganda, fake news. And
it's
then,
like your Ring of Honor career. It didn't exist,
guys. It didn't happen.
Summer of Punk only happened once.
Yeah, and so you just pretend it didn't happen and you move on. Yep. I mean, it's like there being a tape of him saying you should grab women by the pussy and then just saying, no, that wasn't me on the tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. That'd be so absurd. No, so I don't think the P-tape exists because what would happen? Nothing. And anyway, even the stuff in the P-tape, we've talked about this, if he's watching two prostitutes pee on a bed that Obama slept on, that just gets him over with the base.
Yeah.
That plays well.
Yeah.
In the live show circuit.
In the words of not presidential candidate in 2020, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But in the words of presidential candidate Dwayne The Rock Johnson 2024, know your role and shut your mouth, people on the left. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Can it just be that he has so many shady deals that could come undone at any moment?
Okay.
And like everyone would go to jail for money laundering? Can it just be simple?
I think if we, instead of, we spent all that time writing a book, we just did a big poster. And we had a sideways poster showing where the money went. And that's it. And showing it in building forms and how he used to get financed by banks. And then around 1990, he went legit bankrupt. And then they figured out the banks. It made more sense to not jail him and to let him use his name to pay out debts. But instead, he was like, fuck that. And that's all he does.
Yeah.
So all this is just financing.
But American
this is
banks,
not crazy.
American banks, the worst, they don't do anything to you. Because they're crooks, too. But the Russian banks, plutonium in the tea, because they're part of the Russian system is, it's like any, if you do business with a Russian businessman, you're doing business with a Russian mobster, you're doing business with the intelligence community, the military, and Putin. That's just how it's all connected.
It's not complicated. I don't know if we sound very smart or very dumb.
I feel like even that stuff goes over on the lefty podcast of like, follow the money. I feel like we're making a dent with like, we're really pod saving America here.
Oh boy. All I'm saying is unlike Trump, Vince, the way he organized the territories, it actually worked out. And he is a legit billionaire now, worth literally now more than ever.
The company, the valuation, I mean, the market cap is not the same as valuation, but the market cap's up to like $6.1 billion today, up from like, it was $3 billion at the start of the year.
Yeah,
how your stock doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. So this whole trip comes right on the heels of Infrastructure Week. No, it comes right on the heels of announcing his pick to replace Anthony Kennedy. And that would be Brett the Hitman Kavanaugh, who's going to put the Constitution in the sharpshooter. I'm real proud of my tweet. That did get some traction. Yeah, no, so he's got a guy. Democrats have committed to fighting this since they can do literally nothing to stop it from happening. So they're going to go all out on this one. They're all in. What'll happen first? He's on the bench or all in September?
All
1st?
In, only because it'll be...
It's after... They're not. Are they doing recess in the Senate? House?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Because all in is Labor Day weekend. That's yeah. It's going to happen roughly... It's going to happen the same month.
Okay. So he'll be all in the all up in the Supreme Court. Court. Yeah. He's going to be at the... He's going to be doing a podcast.
Shut
so,
up. That's too insider-y.
Yeah. So he's all in. You have anything about Brett?
I got nothing about
Kavanaugh?
Brett Kavanaugh, except it's not a wrestling thing, so that's why I don't want to bring it up, but it is important to mention that this is a man that's tens of thousands of dollars in debt due to baseball tickets. How is he a money mark for baseball?
Also, like, I just, like, well, there's someone who can definitely not be compromised as a foreign
Hold
agent.
On. How he's do just, you screw up baseball?
He's like
debt?
Old Gil on Simpsons. Oh God, they're gonna take my house. I bought $100,000 worth of Nats tickets.
How are you? Okay, it's not cheap to go to a Nats game, but you know it exists. StubHub.
Yeah,
it's the. You could go to every single game yeah. under face value. How yeah. are you going in debt with baseball tickets? That's
knows,
hard to
he
do.
Knows good, well, he saved his money goes to baseball tickets. As we found out, he used to eat pasta with ketchup. Like a real normal person, like a normal human person.
You want a reference to the listener at home or to explain
okay,
the reference
so
you have?
The reference is that Vince McMahon eats steak burritos with ketchup on them all the time. But they were going to do a storyline once where Big Show got poisoned with a burrito. And by poison, I'm not plutonium, like he was going to poop or something. Like it was the 2000s. Everyone was doing it. And he was like, well, what's a burrito? And they're like, who knows what that is? And they're like, literally everybody knows what a burrito is.
Taco Bell is one of your sponsors.
But the irony of it was that he was eating a steak burrito every day and just didn't know what it was called because he's a moron. He's a normal guy. That's what I meant. And but also the insularity of wrestling where you think that like, nobody, you only know about this one thing, and that's
called it a steak wrap.
Steak wrap. Well, burrito sounds a little ethnic, so he's not wrong. So yeah, that's all we have on Brett the Hitman Kavanaugh.
It's gonna happen. Oh, there's a brand new thing today saying he wants to. It doesn't matter. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. By the time you're listening to this, Brett Kavanaugh will probably already be on the Supreme Court.
That's probably how that works. Yeah. I did want to mention a little thing that I just saw pop up again. Air Force One, not patriotic enough because it's in like Robin's egg blue, or no? What's the real color?
The technical color is luminous ultramarine.
Which sounds lovely, but Trump thinks it's a Jackie Kennedy color, which you know he did with like a flick of the wrist. He wasn't saying Jackie Kennedy. He wants something that looks more American. I think he should drive around in Lex Express, which I'm not going to explain. No, it's Lex Luger. He had to defeat Yokozuna and on July 4th, and he did it, but he drove around America in a bus that was all American.
Do you remember when... there was that not debate one-on-one time with Matt Lauer during the campaign. We were podcasting.
Yes.
Do you remember where that was?
On the USS Lex Luger.
It was on the same boat that Yokozuna was body slammed by Lex Luger. That is the same debate that we realized, not realized at the time, but looking back on it, maybe Matt Lauer was an agent of anti-Hillary because he was real mean to her.
Well, no, that's only because she has a vagina.
That's right. Okay, moving on.
So, big news in the wrestling world this week.
The most inevitable news in the wrestling world.
The inevitable news, brother.
Oh,
Hogan's back in the Hall of Fame. And I'm only saying that with a smile, as you can hear, because this is the worst company, and we follow it. And but it's like, what are you going to do? Like, everyone knows, like, America's pretty bad. We still live here. What are you going to do? What are you busy on Mondays and Tuesdays and Sundays? Like, no, you have to watch the product. Even the people who pretend they don't, they do. You have to know what's going on. So, yes, Hulk Hogan, after 3 years out of the Hall of Fame for being exposed on a tape, saying the N-word.
We are not going to... Should we play the clip?
No, we're not going to play the clip.
I'm not going to read the clip.
No, it's a lot of words. We can have Papa John come in and say it. But no, Hulk Hogan is back. He was backstage at Extreme Rules on Sunday to give a little inspirational speech to the talent and to say not to make the same mistakes as him. And if from the kind of gist that was coming out in the dirt sheets was that he was like, you know, social media, these cameras, brother, like they're always watching, man, you got to be real careful, dude. Like, don't say it on tape, which he didn't say, like, don't say the N word. He just said, don't get caught, which is, it confirms everything we've known about Hogan, Trump, Peter Thiel, whatever it is.
So literally everything we've ever written, we're still right.
Still right. Hogan's still a bad dude. Yeah, the rumor is that Mark Henry says that for the black superstars who now have to have this avowed racist who's sorry he got caught, back in the good grace of the company. And you know, I mean, he's back. SummerSlam. SummerSlam is in
next
August.
Month, yeah.
It's in New York. It's in Brooklyn. You got Mania in New York, New Jersey next year. So you got to get, you know, their biggest New York get. Which Hogan, people think have this like idea that he's going to come out and get booed. And it's sad because he won't. It's real
sad. It depends.
I don't know. Maybe Mix at best. He gets probably like the, if Roman is like 40% cheer, 60% booze, he's the other way. It's Mix, but it's like, it's not.
So here's the thing. So is the rumor he's going to crown the next Universal Champion? Is that the rumor that.
That he raises,
like Bobby Lashley. Bobby Roman
let's see
hands,
if let's see
it's
who
gonna
wins.
Be Roman, therefore the booze the Hogan or
no,
whoever.
No, but what if it's Bobby because he's black and he's oh, by the way, Bobby Lashley, who could potentially we'll know after Monday. Bobby Lashley, okay, here's a scenario for you. Bobby Lashley defeats Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Who was Bobby Lashley
perfect.
Last fighting for? Donald Trump.
Perfect.
So yeah, Hogan comes
continuity.
Out, raises the hand, he gets to say, I like this black person.
Yes.
He can totally fuck my daughter. And then we move on with our
in
lives.
In case you aren't sure what Chris is referencing there, this all stems from the Hogan sex tape.
Yes.
Which he talks about his daughter on, which is a weird thing to say.
You shouldn't talk about your daughter in a sex tape. That's 1A. No, I mean, it's basically like that. And the other thing we're referencing is Bobby Lashley in the, everybody I think knows, especially since Donald Trump last summer tweeted a picture, a GIF from it. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was involved in WrestleMania. He was in what they called the main event. He was in a match with Vince McMahon.
WrestleMania 23.
Fought by their...
third of the last match.
The main event.
Because there was a cool-off and then there was a Cena match.
Yeah. So Bobby Lashley representing Donald Trump. My boy Bobby against Umaga. Rest in peace. Representing Vince. Trump threw the worst clothesline and then got the worst stunner of all time. But
Linda McMahon's got a worse stunner.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fair. That's good.
Cabinet member Linda McMahon.
Well, she just wanted to make the boss look bad.
So
some people have responded.
This was going to happen no matter what.
Yes.
But the most recent example of Hogan appearing in the WWE was Velveteen Dream. This happened at the most recent NXT TakeOver. It was amazing. It was Velveteen Dream versus Ricochet, and the first part of that match was a reenactment of Rock Hogan WrestleMania 18 with the stare down.
Yeah.
Dream came out in classic, not classic, but like late 80s, early 90s WWF Hogan gear. I had the boa, had the spray tights. It was great. It was amazing.
He also had tights that were too, I can't tell if, can you pull up Velveteen Dream's tweets?
Yeah, here's the issue with Velveteen Dream. He deletes his tweets. This is not a joke.
That's very smart of him.
He, at any given time, he'll have 0 to 5 tweets.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Everyone should do that.
So I cannot pull up Velveteen Dream's tweets.
Velveteen Dream also, in a nod to hardcore wrestling fans, not only did he come out in Hogan-inspired gear, but the tights were Prince Puma tights, mm-hmm. which was Ricochet's character in Lucha Underground, which you can watch on Netflix, and is very entertaining.
Hogan enjoyed the match, or at least he said he did on Twitter, and said we should be tag team partners, and Velveteen Dream responded with, Terry, out of work alone.
Yeah, and then he said, when this news came out, he said something to the effect of, everything happens for a reason, Terry, you're welcome.
Yep. So that's the Velveteen Dream one.
The New Day, we won't read the full statement, but the gist is that Kofi Kingston, the pops of the New Day, put one of those... you know,
three-page notepad
yeah.
letters.
Basically saying, we're indifferent to this. We're going to keep...
No.
Oh, no. He said we're indifferent to it, but he didn't say that.
He said we're indifferent to it, but the fourth graph says something else.
Right. Well, he basically said that we're going to keep doing our jobs. If we didn't do our jobs when someone said something racist, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be able to do our jobs. But he also said, like, yeah, this guy, we know what he said, and we're not, like, thrilled about it.
Yep.
And we're going to keep doing our jobs. And don't ask us about it because it's not for them. You don't have to get, you know what I mean? Like, it's not on the black people to say, like, they have to comment. And it's like for the white guy to show that he's not a piece of shit, mm-hmm. which he's not going to do. There were rumors that Titus O'Neil walked out.
He squashed those rumors.
He retweeted the New Day's response and said that's it. He wasn't on the card and they were all allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't pull Vince McMahon's arm, so he's fine. He's still on the roster.
So it's an unfortunate inevitability. We've been talking about this for years. And
yeah.
We all knew this was going to happen. Whenever there'd be a hint of slowly reintroducing Hogan material on the website reintroducing Hogan stuff on social, reintroducing Hogan in those video packages, we've noticed.
Yeah.
And it's been very subtle, and they've done a very good job of slowly bringing in this monster. Now, when I say monster, I don't mean just because he's racist. I'm saying in addition to his racism. Hogan's a horrible dude, second, maybe not second, but like number three under Moolah. Moolah's a number one worst person.
No.
No?
Come on.
Who? Vince?
The Crippler.
No.
You don't put the guy who killed his wife and kid in himself number one?
I don't know because...
I know the damage is smaller.
No, see, okay. I'm thinking Moolah only because for years, she's probably led to more suicides and stuff like that.
And drug addiction.
Exactly.
It's systemic.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go Moolah has put more people in the grave than Benoit.
Yes.
Then Benoit, then Hogan.
Yeah.
So top three.
Top three.
Worse than Vince, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
okay, cool. Consensus.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
We're good with those rankings. Yeah, good power rankings. Yeah, I think if Moolah was still alive, I think Hogan would have to leg drop her just to make sure he could. I'm not putting her over, brother.
Oh, boy.
So that happened backstage at Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules also happened.
Yeah.
I watched some of it on a bus, and I realized this is a program for stupid children, especially during the Asuka match.
Yeah.
Where they've really buried her so badly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
The only thing that I knew was going to happen was we were going to be celebrating Rusev Day with AJ Styles. As soon as you bring back Hogan, you're like, we're not going to do anything fun or progressive. Let's give it to the guy that believes the earth is not round, AJ Styles.
He just entertains. He's interested. He wants to hear your tech talk. Rusev match was real good. Do you want to just talk, like, a couple notes?
Just run through it, yeah.
Okay. I've got to pull up the card. But
I didn't... Yeah. I didn't
watch the whole thing.
I didn't watch the pre-show.
Okay.
I did watch the whole thing. I think that it was a very enjoyable pay-per-view from start to finish. I couldn't think of one thing that I just did not like except Asuka, Carmella, James Ellsworth. But at the same time, I'm happy that they're getting money. So
yeah, like, my thing with it was you can do that whole story they were trying to tell and just tighten it up because you could see, which the announcers did an admirable job. So what happened in this match is that Carmella versus Asuka, James Ellsworth is in a shark tank above the ring. So, of course, he's trying to cheat. He gets out, but his foot gets caught. And for half a second, I bought it because he had all the weird shit. I'm like, oh, that'd be perfect if they totally botched this spot. But no, as soon as he's upside down and his sweatshirt slips, you can see he clearly has a harness on. So it's like, just tuck in your shirt, you slob. Like this, you wouldn't.
I think it probably was.
I know, whatever it was. But the announcers did sell it as like, oh, my God, he's wearing a bulletproof vest because he doesn't want to go against Asuka, which is like some real on-the-fly stuff. That was painful. But from all accounts, so Almas and the stuff you missed on the pre-show, seeing Almas over Sin Cara, Sanity, New Day, Sanity over New Day in a table match.
You're saying Sanity won the night Hogan came back over the one most beloved trio of black men in WWE?
Well, are you going to tell good stories or not? On the main card, the B team, the comedy jobbers, got the belts off of Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's fine because they're just going to get squashed. I mean, they're going to have some fun with it. My favorite is what did he call after the match? Curtis Axel.
Stretch Armstrong.
He felt like Stretch Armstrong did when he stepped on the
best thing about Hogan coming back is Axelmania might come back.
Axelmania, baby. They're going to get squashed by the two foreign men.
The two foreign men?
Authors of Pain.
Oh, I thought you meant The Bar.
No.
A different set of two foreign men.
Two foreign men. They're on SmackDown. Watch the product, Brandon. Finn Balor over Constable Corbin, which is just like so ridiculous. The aforementioned Carmella over Asuka by way of head into the cage when Asuka forgot how she's a face now, so she forgets how wrestling matches work. Shinsuke Nakamura over Jeff Hardy in 6 seconds.
I really like this.
With a low blow before the match and a knee to face. And
that's how every match should go.
Knee to face, fist to balls. Randall Orton returned. Pondered Jeff's broken body.
IRL POW.
Randy POW. Orton. Try again. MIA.
MIA?
It's personal war.
Hey, man.
The war games went real sour.
No, Randy Orton was IRL what?
RKO.
Come on.
He went AWOL and got dishonorably discharged from the Marines.
And then he went over at Tribute for the Troops every year.
And then he hit Jeff Hardy right in the balls because that's what we watch as adults. Kevin Owens got thrown off a cage through into a table.
So he technically won this match.
He won the match.
So Shania Twain will now have to play his song.
That's pretty great. The Bludgeon Brothers over Team Hell No. Dan O'Brien and mayoral candidate Kane, mm-hmm. who's actually did hurt his Achilles heel, and so that's why he was out of the match.
IRL.
Yes, and okay. he's probably done. That was probably like the one little match to keep Dan O'Brien off on the card, but out of the main event. Surprisingly, Bobby Lashley defeated Roman Reigns to be crowned Big Dog. No, this match had no stakes, as we find out this week, that we're just going to replay it. And
it wasn't bad.
I need to watch it. 15 minutes, I can do 15 minutes.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't the ending you thought, it was
pretty good. That's pretty good. Alexa Bliss over Nia Jax, despite the interference.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Ronda looks real dangerous. Yes.
Damn it.
Did it.
So Jeff Bezos' toy, Alexa, only responds when Alexa Bliss has the belt. We've noticed this. When we were talking about her and she was chasing it, didn't work.
No, so Bliss did not. Bliss goes over here, even though Ronda Rousey came and awkwardly tossed Mickey James around, looked real bad. This whole thing, putting Bliss and Nia Jax and Ronda in a thing with an Extreme Rules match with like chair, like this, I'm surprised no one died.
Mickey James is the sole survivor of the women's division. She's doing so much.
Oh yeah.
And just not dead. It's so impressive.
Yeah, no, she did real well for herself. AJ Styles versus Rusev, match of the night.
Sadly,
15-minute match. Rusev selling an injury the whole time. AJ selling a great type of match, and Rusev's not going to win, but it's a fun match. It's the highest he's going to get on the card right now. Whatever. If he loses it to Joe at SummerSlam, I'm happy.
You think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
Because that's why Joe's been in this little holding program where he just...
I thought he was hurt until this week.
He's back the last 2 weeks, and he just beat the shit out of someone to prove that watch out for Samoa Joe. Yeah. And then our main event, Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins doing HBK Shawn Michaels, or HBK Bret Hart cosplay.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine. I think it was fine. It's like the original Iron Man match. It was boring.
Fine.
It's boring.
Better because this one wasn't an hour.
Yeah, this one did. This one also had moments where, once it got going, it was good. The Drew stuff is good because you can do a program with McIntyre and Rollins. I think that'd be a good fresh matchup. But yeah, and Dolph still has the belt.
Raw happened.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's pretty good.
Perfectly cromulent. SmackDown's really good.
SmackDown's back.
You got Kofi and Eric Young having good matches. You got Becky on a winning streak, possibly challenging for the belt at SummerSlam. I think that's going to be multi-woman because Asuka will have a claim to it, Becky will have a claim to it, and then Charlotte comes back.
Should you do a four-way?
Yeah. Because then you get three real workers in Carmella, and Carmella
can
be a
chicken
shit. We'll
find out what happens at the ESPYs tonight. Charlotte will be there because she is currently in the body issue.
Yes.
Friend of the show, Megan Gailey, is writing for the show tonight.
Oh, neat.
So that'll be cool. Let's see if Danica Patrick's funny. We'll know once you hear this.
Yeah. Charlotte will be returning at the end of the month. She had a ruptured breast implant and still performed in WrestleMania.
Had
like the match of the night, arguably.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She's a trooper. She's lovely. I'll be able to talk about that hopefully in a month.
Very soon. Oh, good. So
that'll be the women's picture.
So we're
finally
on the road to SummerSlam. SummerSlam's looking really good.
Yeah. I think we've got Ms. Bryant.
It's going to happen. It's got a headline.
I think we'll see. I mean, see what they want to do with it. You know, wherever we are with Rollins and Dolph and McIntyre, that'll be fun.
This is my favorite Dolph Ziggler program since I've been watching.
Because he gives a shit, and he's also, they've changed the script enough on him. But they've now, the best thing that got him over was having this heavy. Mm-hmm. And now, if you watch, it looks like McIntyre, that was his just holding pattern to get involved. Now he's on a singles push. So we'll see if Dolph reverts to boringness.
I think I've said this multiple times on the show, but I do like Brock Lesnar versus certain dudes, and I do think that Brock Lesnar versus Lashley would be great because it's somewhat realistic.
It's also like, it's one of those matches like where you can just be like, oh, and that's going to happen. Like, it's just like, you don't have to really, you know, think too much about it. It's like if they put the belt on Bobby or they don't. You know,
Here's whatever it is. The one Lesnar match that I actually do want to see. I'm the one guy that wants more than one match at a Lesnar.
Yeah.
Nakamura-Lesnar, because it happened, like, what, 13 years ago in New Japan?
Yeah.
Like, way before.
Way before Nakamura was a rock star.
I would love to see that match, because that is also somewhat realistic. It's like Inoki-Ali.
Yeah.
It's like, Ali would win, but they have these, like, weird rules, and, like, this certain kick, that would be cool to see.
Need to face. Also, we should talk about Brock Lesnar, who will be returning at SummerSlam. He's been absent since WrestleMania, since he bloodied up.
He hasn't really been absent because number one, he did the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes.
No, is that what it was called?
Did he do that
in Dubai?
What, he wasn't on that?
Yeah, he was. It was him versus Roman, and that was that.
Oh,
weird,
the stupid cage.
That one. That was the last one. I love that, and I'll never forget that because there was a wonderfully, horribly awkward photo with Undertaker, Lesnar, and fucking
the
you
Sheik?
Suck. No, you suck. You suck. You suck. I feel
an
real
angle.
Dumb right now. An angle where they look like three confused old men.
Well, they are. They've been concussed so many.
It
times.
It was amazing. So he was in that.
Yeah.
And then occasionally he likes to show up in an octagon.
Yeah. He shows up in the octagon. Daniel Cormier faced Stipe Miocic for the UFC heavyweight title. Cormier at 39, about to be. They had a good match and for a couple minutes, and then Cormier knocked him the hell out.
It was really impressive.
Yeah. Because I mean, he's the short, fat dude who looks like
he should not be able to do
like
this.
A dad who's like an infit dad, but he can do this. And he made Daniel Cormier, big wrestling fan, called out a guy he had brought to the front row, Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar came in the ring and did his best promo.
His promo after his victory at UFC was in 2006.
Oh yeah, that was
good. Really good.
It was a little confusing. Remember, we wanted to bring people together. We were real nervous. When you give a live mic to Brock Lesnar, he said...
Really quick, here's Lesnar in 18.
Let me tell you something. I walked into this building and watched the heavyweight disasters from the beginning. Nagano's a piece of Miocic's a piece of DC, I'm coming for you.
Here's Lesnar in 16.
I'm so happy to be in here. One thing I do want to do, America, a shout out to the men in uniforms that protect and serve this country. From sea to shining sea, from one white boy to all nationalities, we got to stand together, people.
And that's why we were nervous.
Yes. So Brock punctuates that by pushing Cormier across the ring. And we got ourselves an actual wrestling feud. Not the first wrestling feud Daniel Cormier has been in. My evergreen piece about Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones, their long-running feud that's basically HBK versus Hitman Hart.
It was Vice in 2016?
That's Vice Sports 2016. Yep, look
we'll
that
link
up.
To that in the show.
UFC's own WWE feud. And that's one that it'll probably never happen, which is kind of the disappointing, kind of like the Screwjob kind of ended their feud prematurely. Like Jon Jones' inability to not put cocaine or steroids in his body. The window is closing because Cormier is going to fight. Lesnar's like the last fight.
Yeah. He said he's done at 40 or something like that.
Yeah, so he's got like one more fight in him, and Jones is in the wilderness. So it's never going to happen, unfortunately. But the Cormier-Lesnar one will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were texting. I was like, this is the first UFC fight I actually want to see that doesn't relate to like CM Punk.
Yeah, and this will be like it's also a sideshow because Brock, who knows what he's another 40-year-old guy, who knows what he's got left.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the last time I was this excited for a UFC fight was the last time Rousey actually had a good shot. It was like summer 15 maybe.
Yeah.
So
Lesnar will be back to defend the belt at SummerSlam, probably drop it and then go off and train and get cycle on to vitamins and drink his milk and his vitamins and be ready for January.
Okay, this is probably Lesnar's last fight too if he loses.
Yeah, I think the money will be just because at that point he's gonna be 40. If he comes out looking like he has recently, where he gets winded on the way to the ring, if he turns purple like doing his little jumping jacks, it's gonna be a bad show. And they've gotten in trouble recently. Their heavyweight fights in UFC have not lived up to par.
All right, so new segment: will Brock Lesnar participate in WrestleMania NYNJ number 2?
I say no.
You say no?
Yeah. There's always...
I think the safe money's on no.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But yeah, so we're on the road to SummerSlam. Good card. I mean, I think it could be AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. It could... Roman will do something.
AJ Styles, Samoa Joe will not headline, which is good. That makes me think it'll be Daniel Bryan, Miz.
Yeah. Or, no, it's... I mean,
no, it's going to be Universal. It's going to be Lesnar.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I'd say you run it back. Miz. You do Daniel Bryan, I think Miz versus Lesnar, triple threat. Lesnar just concusses everyone.
Everyone's dead now. No, that'll be a good card. I think they've got some good stuff. Almas, who they gave a shot on Tuesday.
It was a really good match.
And instead of doing the bullshit, like what Rusev gets, which is like, You get the title shot, but then you lose it. Mm-hmm. Almas lost, but he comes out looking like $1 million.
It's a fun time for wrestling.
Yeah.
It's even a more fun time for wrestling because something that we never thought would happen, unlike Hogan, is about to happen at Madison Square Garden. The date has been announced. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and then last week we said, oh, it's canceled, and now it's back on. There's
and
been a
better.
Date. Ring of Honor is teaming up with New Japan Pro Wrestling to do a date at Madison Square Garden. Like
April 5th, the day before, the day of NXT Brooklyn,
yeah.
The day before WrestleMania NYNJ 2.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing for wrestling?
It's a great thing.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing for house attendance because you're competing with NXT?
They're going to be fine. Because
these
tickets, undoubtedly.
Really?
Yeah. Me in front of the show, Adam Jones, are buying tickets when they go on
sale.
Oh, so
you're doing Ring of Honor.
Even if we don't go, we'll just flip the tickets because there's going to be a market for this.
Okay. So
there's so many, because like, you have to think, it's like it's WrestleMania weekend. It's not SummerSlam weekend. So there's other...
No.
Every wrestling fan in the world is there. There's always other shows against NXT, but they're just not as good. They're maybe just a Ring of Honor show, or maybe they're just like Progress
or
somebody like Evolve. Yeah. They're not as hot as this. This is going to be the hottest ticket in wrestling.
You're going to... Okay, where do you... Face value, Mania is going to be the most expensive.
What's that?
On face value, Mania is the most expensive.
But if you go to
resale
StubHub,
value,
yeah.
Let's do StubHub. What of the three shows now, what gets you the most?
Probably New Japan.
New Japan.
New Japan and MSG, I think, right where they are now, and you got, if they, you know, do Omega, Naito, like, I don't know where they're going to be in 6 months with
exactly.
their product. I don't follow it close enough, but if they do, they're going to have some
this
money
This is not
matches.
6 months. This is 9 months out. This is a long time.
So, but you got, Omega's got the belt right now. He's going to keep it for a while.
No joke. This is a fun query. Chris Jericho still has the belt. Chris Jericho said he won't wrestle in the States for New Japan.
Yeah.
Will Chris Jericho wrestle both WrestleMania and the Ring of Honor New Japan Pro Wrestling show?
He's smart enough to know that they are fuming about this show.
You
He's
sure
not
about
welcome
that?
Back in the are company. You? Yeah. If he works Saturday.
I understand that. I understand that he wouldn't be if he did this. But are you sure they're fuming about this? Because there's been a lot of talk recently of maybe doing a double promoted show with another company.
What other company?
Well, just in general, like the idea of New Day working with the Young Bucks and Omega kind of opens the door for
a
collaboration.
Okay, they work together in a video game.
I understand that.
Bullshit.
I understand that.
No, I'm just saying, I think, be clear, it will take some money from them on Saturday, and they don't like that. And they also don't like them pissing in the backyard. And it's MSG, and it's like, it's his grandfather's venue he used to book. Like, they're pissed.
I don't disagree with any of these facts.
Because they've done the work to bring everyone to New York, and then these guys they see as piggybacking on it, which they are, obviously.
See, I understand that. I don't disagree, but of any city, I feel like you can't say that for New York City. I get it for New Orleans. New Orleans
I mean,
hotels are always expensive
MSG,
in New York.
You do it, like, this is driving the DX tank to the Turner Center, okay? This is you can't, which is not a real thing that actually happened, but you can't do this. Like, they're not happy with it. I think it's going to be great for wrestling fans. It's going to be a good card. Ring of Honor has enough guys when if they bring, depending who they get for some of these New Japan Ring of Honor shows they've done have been kind of crap because you get, like, the second tier guys. But if Ring of Honor is doing it at MSG, you're getting Okada. You're getting Naito. You're getting everybody. You're getting Omega. It's going to be big.
Here are my questions, and these will all be answered very soon. Some of them are very boring. Some of them are very interesting. Number one, does WWE go on a buying spree and try to get everyone that's of value that they could pull from Ring of Honor, New Japan, to make this card less desirable leading up to the show?
They're going
to
try. I don't think they're going to succeed, but they're
number
try.
Two, does Colt Cabana call the show because he announces for Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Is that going to be kind of fun and weird for Colt considering he just won a lawsuit against the WWE doctor?
Yeah, it would be fun for him. It will definitely do it.
Number three, does Jim Ross have anything to do with this show because he occasionally does the New Japan stuff? Or
no.
Okay.
Because he can't lose that paycheck either.
Do you see where I'm going? There's so many weird conflicts that aren't necessarily conflicts.
And the Jericho one, no, he doesn't work this show. He's going to he'll drop the belt in Japan in January because they have Wrestle Kingdom, which is their WrestleMania. This is for them. It'll be like a good show, but it will be like almost out of continuity. Like, it's like, you know what I mean?
Finally, does WWE go to Japan to compete with them during Wrestle Kingdom now?
I could see that happening.
Stick it to them.
I could see that happening.
This is fun.
Yeah.
We're getting to...
Because they do Japan tours. The timing, I think they would do it just to say we can. I mean, they're not going to be able to book the Tokyo Dome, but, like, you know.
They might.
They're going to try.
This is going to be great.
They're going